last week, and we were supposed to get an assignment and get a something out of David's message last Sunday that we appreciated. And I thought about how he was reading there in 1 John about testing the spirits, that you need to test the spirits and see if they believe that Jesus came from God. And they don't even, sometimes they even say they believe that, but when it comes down to it, they still are false prophets. And I just thought of that this morning, listening to these people out here talk, and some of the things they said was like, if you can't live by the Sermon on the Mount, and Jesus didn't die on the first day of the week, and stuff like that. That's pretty obvious. It seems like they don't believe that Jesus came from God.
I thought about what David said. Whenever you get a sudden idea, before just running with it, test the spirits, whether it's driven by good or evil.
He talked about how we're supposed to test the spirits and see if they are really from God or if they just say they are.
I got about how, like, you could be in a group of people, or then they're just like all worked up about something, or there's this big new thing come out and you're all excited and you're like, oh, this is really great, I gotta start doing this, but you gotta test whether it's of the spirit of God or the spirit of devil that gives you that feeling that you just want to real quick jump into that.
I thought about, before you act on an impulse and do something, first test what's motivating you to do that. You know, see if it's a godly way that, you know, the decision you're about to take, or if you're just doing it from anger or from frustration or something.
The body perishes, but the soul lives forever. The spirit is what we follow, either as of God or not.
He said that how the devil operates is he gets you to obey him and follow him, and then he beats you over the head. But God gets you to follow him, and then he blesses you. And yeah, so to follow the devil isn't going to bring you anything good.
I thought about how he said behind every thought or thing that you do, there's a spirit, and you need to think about how, is that the right way or the right spirit before you just do it? Is that how God operates or is that how the devil operates? And so, there's just a spirit behind everything that you need to think about before you just do something.
He said that we need to, like, when we get this new idea or something, and it just seems really good to us, we need to test it, because it could either be the devil that's doing this to you, making you believe that it's a good idea or something, or it could be God.
Thought about when he was talking about how if you have the weakness to listen to evil spirits and you hear the good spirits talking to you, you have to have the strength to listen and follow the good spirits over the evil spirits.
I had what Clayton had about when you have an idea, you think it's all good and everything's good about it, but you just jump right in, but you just need to test it first.
I appreciated really very much what David said about if somebody's accusing you, you know, if you've done something wrong and their accusation is right, you know, it's not a false accusation, but it's one out of love and concern for you, and you can agree with your accuser and be on their side. You become one with what they're saying to you, and you're reconciled to them because they're right and they're speaking to you out of love and speaking to you for God, you know. And I thought about this and how it just sometimes I'm rebuked or sort of chastised and some of something that David's telling me, you know. And it happened recently this week. I won't tell the example, but I'll just say that I was tempted to kind of bristle up, you know, and think that it was against me. But then I tried the spirits, you know. I was like, wait a minute. David is, obviously, he's saying this out of love, of course. You know, there's no doubt about that. And so I chose to be on his side and be like, yeah, you know, that's, you know, if I continue to behave in this way, then there will be consequences, but that's a good thing, you know. And I reconciled my mindset to his. That's what we all have to do. I mean, because we go along and sometimes we need corrected. So that's what I appreciated.
For next week's boys' lesson, tell us a verse that you learned that helps you in your walk.